Listen, everybody, to the Two Blind Squirrels. Brad and Faith are podcasting around the world. Just sit back now, give it a whirl. Welcome, everybody, to the Two Blind Squirrels.
Yeah, and on today's show, Black Friday, or actually Gray Saturday.
Yeah, it's not quite black anymore.
Two Blind Squirrels in the morning.
Hello, everybody, and
hello,
welcome
hello.
To the Two Blind.
It's Christmas season. It's the Christmas season.
Two blind things.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Just like the ones I used to know.
What? Alrighty then.
No, yeah, everything is beginning to look a lot
jingle
like
bell,
Christmas.
Jingle bell rock.
I've got that special feeling.
You do?
Yes.
Is it a glow inside you?
It's a little glow.
You have a little candle burning inside. All the lights are on in our house.
Christmas.
Brad risked his life on the roof.
I risked my
today.
Life in 90 mile an hour winds to put the
Christmas lights on the roof.
Christmas lights on the house.
They're not stupid. They're pretty.
Okay.
Don't call them stupid.
They'll be pretty tonight.
I'll call you stupid.
There is a fire. In the fireplace.
Yes, there is.
The Yule log is a-blazing.
And the Christmas lights are all at the...
There are presents bought.
Yes.
They're not under the tree yet. We have not
all
wrapped
the stuff,
any presents.
I'm going to wrap some tonight.
But all the Christmas presents are bought except for like two we have to buy online.
There's a few more.
Just a few. Just my brother.
Very few.
My brother and my sister.
In-law.
Yeah, my sister-in-law. That's it, right?
And each other. Little things here and there.
Little things.
Right?
There's always little things to buy.
Yes.
I always have to go out on like Christmas Eve and buy something.
No, he doesn't go on Christmas Eve. You don't go
yes,
on Christmas
I do.
Eve.
On
you
my
go
way home.
You don't work on Christmas Eve.
Sure I do. I always work on Christmas Eve.
You do?
Yes. Huh. And I always stop and buy something.
I guess I do too. Why do I work on Christmas? No, you don't. You've worked at home on Christmas Eve.
Well, no, sometimes I've driven in from Dallas on Christmas Eve because I remember it's a big, you know, we get off early, but you never get home early. You just get off early, and so
right.
You might as well just stop. And
yeah. Okay. That's good.
But this year I will be working Christmas Eve.
Why?
Because it's like on a Tuesday or something?
No, Christmas is on Thursday.
So it is a Wednesday. Christmas
but
Eve is a Wednesday.
Just like Thanksgiving, and you worked at home on Wednesday.
We'll see.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can pull that trick out of my hat twice.
Yeah, you can.
So, but we did buy a new stove.
I got a stove for my birthday.
We bought a new stove.
Which y'all heard about before.
Yes, we
did. And it has
about
all of those features that I talked about.
It's very cool.
And more.
It's pretty.
It's, yeah.
I
more.
Posted a picture of it on Twitter.
And I got a really good deal. Gotta love that.
Yes, we got a really good deal. We shopped on this thing. We've been researching this thing for months. And we knew we were going to...
Seriously? You're going to say months. You know how long I've been looking for, since we moved in here 2 years ago?
True. But I mean, we've been serious about...
Me. I have looked at stoves since we moved in here.
Yes. You have looked at stoves since we've moved in here.
Okay.
Okay. But a few months ago, we decided to get it for each other for Christmas.
Okay.
That would be our Christmas gift to each other.
Uh-huh.
Because Faith will enjoy using it, and I will enjoy eating what comes out of it. So a few months ago, we decided the only way we were going to be able to afford this thing is to get it for each other and for Christmas. So that's what we decided to do. So since then, we, and mostly Faith, has been researching the stoves. And we've gone back and forth. Oh, we can't afford it. Oh, well, okay. We can't afford the one we want. We're not going to get it. Oh, we're going to settle and we're going to get this one because it's pretty. I mean, it's because the one we have is just so bad. And because the one we have like wouldn't make anything consistently. Like one time it'll burn it and the next time it's like raw when it comes out.
Well, it's 18 or 20 years old now.
And,
it was a good stove. For
it had
the
a clock
year. I mean,
on
it. It was a nice stove.
It had
at
a
the
clock,
time.
Like a clock on it.
With the paper letters.
With the paper letters, but it didn't keep time.
Paper
it
numbers.
Just buzzed.
Yeah. It did not. It kept time. It just didn't keep the right time because the knob was broken.
And
it was lovely.
There was a lot of other things about it that were interesting.
It was ugly.
And it was not attractive.
No.
And there were mice
I'm sure
in
its day, it was the night. There were not.
It was what?
In its day, in its day, it was the nicest stove you could buy. I mean, for its kind.
Sure. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But sure. It just was worn out.
So one of the few features that I really cared about on the new stove, I wanted this. First of all, it had to be a drop-in, which adds
it's
money.
It's not a drop-in.
I'm sorry. Slide in. Which adds money. We've talked about that. So one of the things that I wanted on it was no button. It was no knobs. I wanted buttons.
Yeah.
No knobs.
I didn't care.
She didn't care about that. But I just thought, well, if we're going to get a new thing, let's. Well, anyway, here's the bottom line is we looked all over the internet. We looked all over Dallas. I had my mom call because she works for a company who gets discounts on things. So she called and checked on her discounts and everything. And we kind of figured that was going to be the way we were going to go. And it still had knobs, but it had all the features that Faith wanted. And so that's probably the way we were going to go. And anyway, we ended up said, well, we'll go down here to Sears.
Here in town.
Because they're having a sale. Maybe we can look through
their books and order something.
And see, because they're having a sale. It's 25% off or something like that. So we happened to just drop in, and they had a floor model.
Kenmore Elite. Slide in.
Push buttons.
At our Sears in Sulphur Springs.
Yeah, at Seriously. The Sears in Sulphur Springs.
Which is way nicer than I thought it.
Full warranty.
I hadn't been in there in a long time.
Even on the cosmetic, there was nothing wrong with it at all. I mean, there was no cosmetic.
There was no scratches, no dent. Nothing. I looked,
and
trust
it was,
me.
It was almost half price. Mm-hmm. It was like probably 45% off.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
They wrapped it up real good. Brad brought home. Heck of a deal. Slid that baby in. And then I got up the next morning. We didn't deal with it that night because we were busy doing other stuff. So the next morning I got up. And I don't know how to turn it on. How do you turn this thing on? I don't know how to bake anything. And I couldn't. I'm pushing buttons, and I'm putting nothing.
It would just beep at me. Just push buttons.
Yeah, and it just beep at me. So I got the instruction. I started reading. So now my little booklet has a little tab sticking out. How to oven bake. How to convection bake. How to roast. How to convection roast.
Because you need a degree to run this thing.
Yes, you do. But I do. But in that the end, you have to clean it specially. It has to be cleaned. Cleaner and has no, it's very detail, all very specific. So I've got them all. I got them all tabbed in there. And I'm excited to use my convection. Because my old oven at our old house, the one that you bought me, it was a convection oven, but I never used it. Because back then, the convection ovens weren't very popular among the normal people. And so I didn't know anybody who had one that.
You didn't know
thought
it
was great, and I never really looked into it in the book. I mean, I could have used it, but I just didn't. Well, so then it started to get more popular, and over the past, I mean, I guess I got that one.
All that
about
means
8
basically
years ago.
Is that it circulates the air on the inside, right?
Right, but they become so more popular in the past, 8 years. Convection ovens have gotten more popular for people who at home who cook. I mean, it's always been a big thing for chefs and stuff because they can get done stuff faster. But anyway, so. I got our microwave is a convection oven, but I never used that either. And I got it because I was excited that it had convection, you know, and I still never used it.
I'm going to stop buying you things. You
know so anyway, so now I read up all on it and I'm like, why am I not? This is the coolest thing ever. So now I'm very excited to start baking with convection bake.
And so the moral here is that technology is cool.
It is cool.
Technology is cool.
When it works for my benefit.
And so Faith needs to learn how to use her Trio.
No, I don't have to.
And you need to get on Twitter, and you need to go on the forums and talk to people and be social because technology is cool.
I am social. Oh. I'm very social, just not online.
So let's have a prayer.
Oh yeah, it's Monday.
It's Monday.
I'm sure everybody cares about our new stove. Aren't you all excited that you get to know about that?
Aren't you happy about it?
Yeah. We're gonna know whether you want to or not.
But I have a funny. But this all has a purpose because it leads to a funny story. But first, the prayer.
Oh, okay.
Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for, just thank you for the country that we live in, for the friends that we have, for the family we possess, for the love you've given us to share, as a community online and through this show. We just thank you that you bring a little laughter into all of our lives. We thank you for the people that you've given us that contribute and bring laughter into our lives, and we hope that we return that favor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Now.
What's your funny story?
So we get the stove out.
Right.
Which is kind of gross because there's grease drippings on the sides.
Yeah,
because it's a slide-in, so you can't get to the sides to clean.
And you can't get to the sides to clean it.
So, but the new one was not like that because the new one actually has a lip.
Right.
So
you don't have to worry about that.
It won't do that. All right. But anyway, that's beside the point. So we drag the slide in out and I put it on my little two wheeler and we cart it outside and me and Faith lift it and put it in the truck. No, not a real problem.
Mm-hmm.
not a real big issue. It was fairly light stove, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it was light. I mean, it was heavy to me.
But you were able to lift it.
But I lifted
it,
yeah.
And yeah, because she's muscle woman. She's a strong woman. So we did that, and we got in the truck, and I hauled it down there. And I dropped it off at the back door, and they brought the new one out with a forklift. And put it in the back of the truck. And the back of the truck sank down when they put it in the back of the truck. And I'm like, seems a little heavier than the other one. So I don't know. I tied
it
up.
Maybe Faith can't carry this one.
I tie it up and get it home. And pull up in front of the house. And I need to get it out. And so I said, well, let's see how heavy this thing is. So I tip it to one side. And, it's got a glass top. It's got all the sophisticated electronics on the inside. It's got a couple of 20-pound weights, I'm sure, floating around in there. I don't know what all it's got in there.
Yeah.
It's heavy.
And you don't want to drop it because it'll break.
It's glass. And yeah. And it's covered. The thing is completely covered once I get it in the house. Okay. Once I get it into its little slot.
Yeah.
If I drop it out of the back of the truck, it's not covered under warranty.
Right.
Everything else is covered. It's even covered for, like, if you ding it. But like, if I drop it.
Yeah.
I don't think it's covered.
No.
So we're getting it out of the back of the truck. And I said, okay, Faith, well, all you really got to do is kind of just make sure I don't drop it. Just put the weight on me, and I'm going to put it down on the ground. Once it goes on the ground, we can use a tool there. But
why is this funny? I did all that.
It was heavy. She did it. You did it.
I did, but why is that funny? It's funny what you because said to do.
No, I'm not making fun of you. I'm sitting there going, putting it down, going, okay, just make sure the weight's on me, and I can slide it down, and we don't drop it. And and meanwhile, hernias are jumping out of me laughing, and I'm like, no, all the way to the ground.
And I set it down very gently.
Yes. And it was very heavy. And so we got it in and everything, and I go to plug it up.
There's no cord.
There's no plug.
No, because he took the plug from the old one.
You have to buy the plug separate.
Yeah.
But I'm too cheap for that.
So we went back to Sears. And took it off the old stove.
But I didn't bring any tools to do that with.
No, why would you do that?
No.
He used my Swiss Army knife.
The little bitty Swiss Army pocket knife. The little bitty one. The littlest one they make. That's the one I carry in my pocket. Basically, it's just got a little pair of scissors on it, a little bitty blade, and this fingernail file thingy. So that's what I use.
And it worked, didn't it?
I did.
I am married to MacGyver.
That's my MacGyver.
I have my own sexy MacGyver.
I took a stove apart with a Swiss blade.
You know that I had a crush on MacGyver when I was in high school. I loved
Well, of course you did, because
MacGyver.
I am MacGyver.
That's right. I married MacGyver. He can fix anything.
With a Swiss blade army knife.
It's very pretty.
With a Swiss blade army knife.
It's very pretty. And?
And?
You know what he did for me?
What did I did for you?
So, a couple weeks ago, no, last weekend.
Yes.
Oh, I already talked about this.
I think you already talked about this, putting the shelves in the lunchroom.
Yeah,
I did that.
Never mind.
So now we got to do more shelf making.
So now I'm very excited.
Now I've got myself into shelf
this.
Making. Yeah, she's all into that.
He's become my new carpenter. Your tie and
tie and MacGyver.
And MacGyver all rolled into one.
So that means I have to
because
build
you know
things
why?
That fold out.
You know why he's tie? Because we go into Kirkland's yesterday and we're looking at stuff and he goes, Oh, a bullhorn. It's a bullhorn.
I wanted a bullhorn back.
And he turns the thing on and he screams in the store. What are you doing? I'm like, don't you? I'm like, you were never in your life getting a bullhorn ever.
No, I want a bullhorn.
Ever. You're never getting a bullhorn.
That is the coolest gift ever.
That is the meanest thing I could ever give you ever to everybody else.
No, I need a bullhorn. I'm buying a bullhorn.
No way.
I'm buying myself a bullhorn just for the ministry.
Oh, yeah.
Just because of the stories it would ensue.
You know what? You know why?
Bullhorn.
Because you know how annoying Ty is with his bullhorn? You know, on the show?
Oh, yeah.
Where he runs around with that dumb bullhorn.
What's this show
That's
called?
You. Extreme Makeover.
Extreme Makeover. Yeah, yeah. We didn't watch it anymore.
Yeah, but he still runs around with that annoying bullhorn.
Yeah, I remember that. We used to watch it.
He's a little bit more ADD than you, but
I like that bullhorn.
Mm-hmm.
I want one of those.
And it could be and you could record in it and then play back stuff.
Feature.
I don't get what that's about.
But
maybe when you're
part.
Not there, you can like leave it on delay play and it'll scream at people if you have to go to the bathroom or something.
Okay. I don't know how that entered into the picture. I would never have dreamed of taking a bullhorn into the bathroom.
No, if you have to leave and go to the bathroom, you leave the bullhorn out there to scream at everybody while you go. And then it stays there.
But it does bring up a whole new realm of possibilities.
In the bathroom. Alrighty. Well, I need some pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie. You know where I'm having for supper tonight? Leftover turkey and dressing. let me say it again. I'm having leftover
turkey and dressing.
Yes, we went to Thanksgiving dinner. And yes, as we talked about last week, there was no turkey. We went to Thanksgiving lunch at my cousin's house. There was no turkey.
There was a good ham, though.
They had a good ham. Mm-hmm. But ham is for Christmas. You have a Christmas ham, you have a Thanksgiving turkey. They did not have a Thanksgiving turkey. They had a turkey loaf. As we've talked about before.
Yes, we've had this conversation.
I had none of it.
But you know what?
I had none of it.
Your dad came through.
My dad came through.
I was amazed. He overcooks everything all the time.
It was the best.
It was one of the, it was really good.
It was a good turkey.
Yeah.
It was very good. And that's the leftover turkey I'm having tonight.
I was impressed.
And Faith made the dressing. And my dad actually made more dressing.
Your dad made dressing. I didn't take my dressing to your mom and dad's because your dad was making it.
He made chicken and dressing.
Yeah, he made chicken in his dressing. It was good.
It was good. It was good. And then...
your mom laid little personal pies.
Yeah.
They were cute.
I don't understand that. But Jen, my sister-in-law, made buttermilk pie.
And it was yummy.
It was good.
She put cinnamon on it instead of nutmeg, which I told her that she should stick with because it's sweeter.
I don't know. I like the nutmeg, though. It's the only time I ever get nutmeg.
No, it's not.
Yeah, what else do I eat? Nutmeg. I don't eat
pumpkin
nutmeg.
Pie.
Oh, well, there you go.
You don't eat pumpkin pie, though.
Not much.
No. I do.
I like that it's
You know
there.
What I do? I make a pumpkin pie for me.
It's okay. I like
I'm
that
the only
it's
one who eats it.
I don't mind. Carrie likes it.
He didn't eat it. He had buttermilk pie.
Buttermilk
and
pie.
And by the way,
best.
I had to cut the buttermilk and pie, chocolate. Take a piece, and hide it because Meemaw was standing at the dessert counter eating bits out of the plate. Just take it with their fingers.
My grandmother can eat pie.
She eats dessert like nobody's
she
business.
She can eat pie.
That woman could eat you under the table in dessert, man.
But you know what? Everything else you can
nothing.
Take it or
leave
she it.
Doesn't care.
I just had a bowl of cereal.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. Just give me a bowl of cereal, please.
But you know how many pieces of pie she had? She had every kind of dessert at Gail's house. And then when we got your mom's, she had every kind of pie there.
We need to figure out a way to make a
it's called quiche.
Protein pie.
It's
for
called
her.
Quiche.
Quiche. Make her some quiche, put sugar on top. Everybody up. Come on.
Scare me.
Let's go. Everybody up. It's Monday. Let's get pumping. You had the long weekend. You ate too much. And now you're feeling a little bad. Now, come on. Some calisthenics. Get your hands. Elbows out. Hands up high. It's like a little jumping jack. But it's a Christian jumping jack, right? All right, everybody, now I want you to continue this. Don't stop. Continue doing your exercises. Now you got to work off all that Thanksgiving turkey that you made, that you ate too much of, and all those pies, and feel better about yourself. Because, you know what, it's not about eating. It's about giving thanks. You see what I'm saying? You say the Thanksgiving prayer, and then you eat. But the real meaning is to give thanks, right?
Right.
Right.
With a grateful heart.
So don't stop. Keep going. I used to do that dance, but no more.
Now I go to church and I'm serving
the Lord.
You tired?
I'm tired.
Okay. Wrap it up.
That turkey makes you sleepy.
It does. You haven't eaten any yet.
I'm going to right now. Mm-hmm. Just thinking about it making me sleepy. Well, thanks everybody for joining us on this
Monday
after Thanksgiving. We never talked about Gray Saturday, which is what the entire show is supposed to be about.
Oh, okay. We'll do that tomorrow.
We'll do that tomorrow. We went shopping on Gray Saturday. We did not go on Black Friday.
Well, we bought our stove on Black Friday, but that was Friday afternoon.
There's a lot coming up this week. We did see another Christian movie, or tried to. And
we now have a Twitch.
And other things that we need to talk about. Lots of calls from you guys. We'll get to later in the week. Bye!
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the Creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.